This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold delegation-level talks with Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva in Brasilia this evening. The talks will focus on broadening of the strategic partnership between the two countries in areas of mutual interest, including trade, defence, energy, space, technology, agriculture, health and people-to-people linkages. Several agreements are also expected to be signed after the talks between the two nations. Let's now go live to our correspondent Sudhindra, who is covering the Prime Minister's visit in Brazil. Sudhindra, please tell us, what are the key engagements scheduled for today in Brasilia?
The Prime Minister has arrived in Brasilia, which is the capital city of Brazil. Both the leaders will meet. It is, you know, after a period of 57 years that for an Indian Prime Minister to be here on a state visit, so it has derived a significant importance. And so he will be, the Prime Minister will be accorded ceremonial welcome, and thereafter there will be one-on-one meeting between both the Indian Prime Minister and Brazilian President, and this will be followed by delegation level talks, and it will conclude when both the countries are going to sign MOUs to foster cooperation. These agreements are on counter-terrorism, To mutually share confidential information and to work together on renewable energy and agricultural research.
Thank you, Sudhindra, for that update. The Prime Minister arrived in the Brazilian capital last night after wrapping up a very productive visit to Rio de Janeiro for the 17th BRICS summit. From Brazil, the Prime Minister will travel to Namibia's capital Windhoek tomorrow on the final leg of his five-nation visit. During his visit, the Prime Minister will hold bilateral as well as delegation-level talks with the Namibian President Netumbo Nandi-Ndaitwah. Talking exclusively to Akashvani News, the Indian High Commissioner to Namibia, Rahul Srivastav, said, "Namibia is one of the resource-rich countries and a broad partnership is expected between the two countries in these areas."
जब प्राइम मिनिस्टर जी आएंगे उसमें भी वार्तालाप होगी, ऑयल एंड गैस में हमारा और भी यहाँ पर प्रेजेंस बढ़ेगा, और नमीबिया अपनी एक रिफाइनरी बनाना चाहता है, नमीबिया अपने पोर्ट इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर को बढ़ाना चाहता है, और दूसरा एरिया है क्रिटिकल मिनरल्स, लिथियम हो गया, ग्रेफाइट है, के बाद मोलिब्डेनम, हैवी रेयर अर्थ, काफी सारे मिनरल्स हैं जिस पर हमारे पीएसयूज इन्वेस्ट कर सकते हैं.
In Bihar, the state government has decided to implement domicile policy for government jobs which are reserved for women. Currently, the 35% reservation quota has been fixed in government jobs for female candidates. The decision to implement domicile policy for women was taken today in a cabinet meeting chaired by Chief Minister Nitish Kumar. The Hajj Committee has officially opened the application process for Hajj 2026. Pilgrims can submit their applications through the official Hajj portal and via the Hajj Suvidha mobile application. Union Minority Affairs Ministry said the online application window will remain open till the end of this month. In the United States, at least 104 people have lost their lives and another 41 are missing following flash floods in central Texas. Local media reported that most of the fatalities occurred in Kerr County, where a Riverside Christian girls' camp was deluged, claiming the lives of several children and leaving others missing. The India Meteorological Department, or IMD, predicted heavy to very heavy rainfall over the northwest parts of the country and along the west coast during the next 4 days. A red alert has been issued for East Madhya Pradesh today. In Wimbledon tennis, day 9 promises thrilling action as the quarterfinals get underway this evening. In men's singles, defending champion and second seed Carlos Alcaraz will face Britain's Cameron Norrie, while in the women's section, world number 1 Aryna Sabalenka will take on unseeded German Laura Zsigmond. In archery, former world number 1 Deepika Kumari and Asian Games gold medalist Jyoti Surekha Venam will lead India's charge at the Archery World Cup Stage 4, which starts in Madrid, Spain from tonight. Benchmark domestic equity indices today ended with modest gains. The 30-share index at the Bombay Stock Exchange Sensex rose 270 points or 0.32% to close at 83,713. And that is the end of this.